Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen to the Lyrical Cypher tonight. We are back, full in effect. I'm excited to be back. I know I am a little hoarse, but one monkey don't stop no show. And we're going to have a good time tonight. So I've got a lot of artists that you've heard before, some you haven't heard before. And also, feel free to call in to 515-605-9717. Again, that's 515-605. 9717 to the Lyrical Cypher. If you want to be heard, you want to spit some poetry, you want to sing, you want to do some hip hop, you just want to do your thing or just want to be a part. You want to give a shout out, let us know what's going on in your community, what's going on, let us know how we can help you, you know, and support your gifts and your crafts. I want to give a big shout out to a couple of DJs, DJ Damo, DJ Benji, and also DJ Melanda from the Netherlands, who sends their tracks to the Lyrical Cypher, and any other DJs, also DJ Steve Money, who sends their tracks. So please, you know, please link up with me, send your tracks to me, all radio edit version tracks to Lyrical Cypher Radio Show at gmail.com. Again, that's Lyrical Cypher Radio Show at gmail.com. That gives me permission to play your tracks. And that being said, we're about to get this party started. So let's go.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay, I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there, right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette,
yeah,
simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
Is this just a dream? Don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
slander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
So we offer you, well, we offer you our lives. What are you bringing?
a chance small. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make you because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really, they don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood, man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive, I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship, so when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine, I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste, just tell him.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
Working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna
bother
give you
me, I'm working.
Feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, don't worry, be happy. From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
Pretty hot and tempting, looking for a thing.
like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a guy's apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky, make her freak me, fill the shocker with love. In bikini or with thong, smoking cheeks up in the bong. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, pleasure pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention. Flipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I try to play a couple tracks you may have heard in the past and also bring some new ones to fruition. I do want to say this, too. If you feel inspired to get on the mic, feel free to call into 515-605-9717. Also, if you want to chat with me, I can chat live with you. Check into blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcypher. If you chat with me, feel free to do that too. But we're here to rock out. We're here to show all the different talent all over the world. And I just want to say I'm grateful to be back. I know we've been doing this thing this year. Last year made 10 years. We've been doing the Lyrical Cypher. And I had to take a little break due to some health issues. And I was in 3 movies last year, so I wasn't able to do everything that I do, but finding balance in it, and I'm grateful to be back at it again, doing what we do, doing what I love, and providing us with a positive space for you to be able to express yourself, be yourself, and share your gifts. And I say all the time, you never know what you have to say might be something somebody needs to hear. And I also like to give nuggets, funny nuggets, whatever I learned, you know, funny nuggets, inspirational nuggets, or just nuggets in general, or whatever comes to mind. But as I go and I grow, I try to pass it on to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. But something I've learned today is giving up is not an option. So no matter, like me being hoarse, I'm here. As long as you can hear me, I'm here. You know, but either way, you know, one monkey don't stop no show. The show must go on. And I'm learning to keep growing as I'm going. So, you know, that's something I want to do. I want to keep growing as I'm going. And if I can pay it forward to you by giving you something, because I really believe in this thing, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I claim that lack of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I feel like we need all three. You know, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So with that being said, I'm going to continue to keep going, keep growing. And giving up is an option. That's the easy way out. And either way, you know, I want to continue to keep tapping into my calling. I feel like this is my calling with poetry. And since the last time, you know, we've been doing this thing, I'm grateful for my city. I'm grateful for it to be recognized by the White House for what I do. I'm grateful for it just to be recognized for it, you know, all that I do as a poet laureate, all that I do as a spoken word artist, as an author, as an actress, motivational speaker, life coach, substance abuse counselor. I do a lot of different things, and also your radio show host. And I love what I do. I love providing us with a space to be yourself, to express yourself. Only I ask you to give me the radio version so we can stay online. And also, so it can be heard, you know, because some people have selective hearing, even if that negative connotation went with it. We do that, and we keep rolling. It keeps the integrity of it. So with that being said, I'm keeping the show rolling. We're moving on to the next round. And like I said, if you want to chop it up with me, hit me up in the chat. You know, you go to Blog Talk Radio, Lyrical Cypher, / Lyrical Cypher, and chop it up with me. If you want to send your tracks, the only way I can play your tracks, I got to have your permission by sending me an email, letting me know. Send me your tracks. I do have some new artists that are going to be sending me their tracks, and I'm grateful for that. So I'll keep them in the rotation as we go. And we do this thing every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. So every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, we do this. All right, so with that being said, let's switch up the vibe a little bit.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanna live that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody loved you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, 'cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. 'Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoke to the man who sell crack. 'Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. 'Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true, which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. They're too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it, cause faith tells me without a sign. There's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you too, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say, they are the rage in the field. Because I ain't safe, the mix you flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Better girl like the sun. I just need I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have, and I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
Hey, I don't think they're ready for this one, man. I don't know if anybody ready for it. Yo, shout out J.F.Y.
Yeah. They say I'm a rapper, I say no. They say, but you can't deny you got that flow. I say, oh, 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 let the beat roll, then I go. They say I'm a rapper, I say no. They say, but you can't deny you got that flow. I say, oh, 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 let the beat roll, then I go.
Hello, little lady, what is your name? I would like to introduce you to the gang. This is Big Mike, Jordan, and Reed. Plenty of Bud Light and plenty of weed. Bring your friends over, y'all can hang with we. Promise we have all the turn-up you need. Even though promising never really looked too good on me. Maybe later y'all will drop to those knees. We could all give you the bee's knees. Ask you very nicely, now won't word be pleased. Bodies that la dope, now twist or tease.
They say I'm a rapper, I say no. They say, but you can't deny you got that flow. I say,
you can't deny you got that flow. I say, oh.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the lyrical fight for tonight. I'm actually about to wrap it up. We'll be back at this thing again next Tuesday, every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and we're going to rock with it. So, again, keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep being the best you we know how to be. And as we go and grow, we'll continue to extend this. But I just wanted to do a little something tonight, which I know I'm back. And we're going to do what we do. So keep being the best you know how to be. If nobody don't believe in you, I believe in you, too. And I hope you believe in you, too. So that being said, I'll be blessed. Have a good night. And take it easy.